Dies ist der Mauticast. Alles über Open Source Marketing Automation mit Mautic. Und das hier ist dein Gastgeber, Ecki Gümbel.
Ja, genau. Hallihallo. Heute ist der 24. November, genau einen Monat vor Weihnachten und noch dazu Black Friday, sogar in der Mautic World. Herzlich willkommen. Black Friday nervt uns alle, aber es gibt tatsächlich manchmal ein paar Schnäppchen und Joey war nett genug, so ein paar Schnäppchen in der Mautic World zusammenzustellen, also Gutscheine, Rabatte für zum Beispiel für Plugins und andere Sachen und natürlich auch für seine eigenen Kurse. Ich war mal so frei, die in die Shownotes zu kopieren, findet sie da. Heute wollen wir sprechen über Editor-Plugins, also für das berühmte Grapes.js, und zwar mit meinen Kollegen Madeleine Friedrich und Hannes Zirpel. Damit geht's gleich los. Vorab die Beobachtung ist mal wieder eine Weile seit der letzten Podcast-Folge. Eine Menge ist passiert. Es gibt einen Mautic 5 Release-Kandidaten und so weiter. Und ganz offensichtlich, wir müssen einfach öfter publizieren. Ich kriege immer diese Rückfragen und ja, wir sind knapp davor. Aber es ist halt dann doch immer harte Arbeit. Und wir wollen besser werden und wir wollen ein bisschen leichtgewichtiger werden. Wir wollen also nicht mehr den strikten Aufbau. Jede Episode muss alles haben von News und Interview und Know-how und Community und so weiter. Sondern wir machen einfach nur Schnipsel davon, mal dieses, mal jenes. Heute eigentlich nur ein Interview, manchmal vielleicht nur zwei Sachen oder whatever, ihr werdet sehen. Wir binden uns einfach nicht mehr so doll. Und wir werden weiterhin meistens mit zwei Hosts da sein. Also sprich, der Thomas wird auch wieder zurück sein, keine Sorge. Heute bin ich mal alleine. Auch das ist mal erlaubt. Ja, was gibt's noch zu sagen? Vielleicht zwei wichtige Save the Dates, und zwar im Bereich Community. Es gibt ja die communitymautic.org, die ist neu, falls ihr sie noch nicht gesehen habt. Dort findet ihr zwei Sachen. Das eine ist die General Assembly, die Mautic-Vollversammlung. Wer noch nicht Mitglied geworden ist, schnell für ein paar Euro Mitglied werden. Damit supportet ihr Mautic, zeigt euren Support und ihr dürft dann halt auch die Richtung von Mautic mitbestimmen in der Vollversammlung. Die findet am 18. Dezember online statt. Und dann ist die Mautic-Conference in Asien geplant. Die passiert ja in jedem Jahr in einem Kontinent, in diesem Winter in Asien. Nicht im Dezember wie üblich, sondern im Q1 des Folgejahres, aber wir zählen das macht's nur noch zu diesem Winter, gesehen von der Nordhalbkugel. In Indien, die Planungen schreiten ganz gut fort. Ich bin nicht so doll involviert wie bei früheren Mauticons. Also wer da Interesse hat, mit vorzubereiten oder auch einen Vortrag oder irgendwas zu machen oder zu sponsern, ist auch mal gern. Am besten Ruth kontaktieren, gerne auch mich, wenn ihr nicht wisst, wen ihr fragen sollt oder ob ihr fragen dürft oder so. Mauticon, die in diesem Jahr in Indien. Die nächste online passiert dann wieder im zweiten Quartal global, wie immer. Ja, was sonst? Ja, ich würde sagen, freut euch auf die nächsten Folgen, die wieder viel häufiger passieren werden. Und jetzt würde ich sagen, auf geht's zu dem Interview mit Madeleine und Hannes über das Mautic Grapes.js Plugin Konzept.
And there we go. Welcome to our first ever multi-person conversation on the Mauticast. Welcome to colleagues of mine, starting with Madeleine Friedrich. Hello, Madeleine.
Hello.
Hello. And Hannes Zirpel. Hey, Hannes.
Hello, everyone.
Hi there. Just a little bit of background. When I say colleague, that's not totally exact. You may have met Madeleine before, for instance, during what conferences or other events. You want to tell us a sentence or two of what you're doing?
Yeah, I'm working with Leuchtfeuer as a Mautic integrator. So basically using and working with Mautic every day. And also, as Ecki just mentioned, I'm active in the Mautic community, mainly when it comes to conferences.
Okay. And Hannes, your story is more complex, isn't it?
I see myself as a full stack developer coming from Type 4.3 background. Through working a lot with Symfony, I dived also into Mautic at Leuchtfeuer. starting with plugin development and extending. So our topic today, I guess, has to do with it.
Yeah. Tell us about your project. You're no longer an employee with Leuchtfeuer, but you have your own project. So you want to tell us about that?
We try to at least being our own boss. We are selling health courses, online courses, basically, which are paid by German health insurances. So they are certified online courses, and more is on the website on the medizin.digital, if anyone is interested.
Okay. And you also do the CMS and the Mautic for that project, so you're
right,
a real
we're
user
using Typo3 and Mautic for the email marketing.
Excellent. Okay. Let's take a step back and discuss the headline for this conversation today. When we say adding Mautic Builder features with Grapes.js plugins, that's not an easy title. Now, obviously, this is about the Mautic Builder. The Mautic Builder is the thing where you build emails or landing pages. And there was a legacy version, the traditional builder. And now, today, our default builder is called the Grapes.js Builder. That means it was swapped out and replaced by new technology, and Grapes.js is an external project which we just integrate into Mautic, or which is integrated into Mautic, and it is what it is. So the Mautic, the builder in Mautic, the Grapes.js builder, has a list of capabilities, and everybody is using it that way. And now our goal has been to change that, to make it much more powerful and much more flexible, and to make it really easy to add your own features to this builder and to change the behavior as you need it. The good thing is that Grapes.js as a project is already prepared for that. And that's the concept of plugins, Hannes, right? Did I get a fair summary?
Absolutely, yes. So yeah, Grapes.js has a plugin interface to write and customize this editor, the page builder.
Mm. So on the Grapes.js website, I've been there so many times, but I can't remember whether there are plugins that could be used for Mautic. Not sure.
I think there's one GitHub repository called Topics and Grapes.js Plugins, where you find a list of many repositories, and all of them seems to be Grapes.js plugins.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Let's link to that in the show notes too. Now, that's plugins in Grapes.js, and obviously it's not a thing in Mautic. So it's when you go to mautic.org, you won't find anything about this. However, Madeleine, you have been using this sort of custom blocks through plugins or whatever. The chance to have your own elements in Grapes.js. You have been using that in real client projects, right?
Yeah, absolutely. The first thing, or the first plugin we started with, I guess, was the custom button. So the editor could then just drag and drop the button that fits into their email template, already coming with the correct color and font size and whatever. And the next project we had was a product box. So there the editor can just enter a product ID, and then they have a nice picture with a link and product description coming right into the email newsletter, or similar to that, some recommendation images where you can also just drag and drop a new element into your email, and then with some magic behind, you get recommendation for products tailor-made more or less for this customer that will receive the email.
Right. When we look at the button thing, of course, the normal way would be to have a button in Mautic and the styling comes from the theme, so like the color and typo and all. But in this case, I think the point was that they have multiple brands with multiple colors and all that, and they wanted to adjust that. Was that the point? I'm not 100% sure. However, when you describe this in words, it does not sound as fancy as it is when you really use it, because it's totally powerful for the editor. That's at least my observation. They can just enter a key, and then it automatically fills product item description, link, price, photo, and all that. Yep. And then this personal recommendations, it's also something that's not easily seen in the Mordic, I guess. So that's already cool, but then that's also still tricky in daily usage, or at least in maintaining that, right? What was the problem there?
Before we moved to this new world of having Grapes.js plugins, we just had a giant piece of code where you couldn't really tell which part comes from where. And also then when we got this code from the developer, we had to rebuild the builder.js, which isn't an easy process, or at least as a non-developer, it's not that easy. And sometimes this process fails and you don't know why it fails. And then you need to go back to the developer. So yeah, that was a difficult process. And then to have this builder.js deployed to multiple systems, because first you want to test it before you move it to your production system. So then you confuse maybe your different versions of the builder.js. That was always a mess. So
builder.js is the piece of code that represents the Grapes.js thing, basically, or that one that needs to be changed in Grapes.js.
Right. So if I would describe it, the Mautic core team took this builder, customized it a little bit, and compiled it as builder.js. And the Mautic software is shipped with this builder, but it's static. So we are not able to customize it or adding custom features or boxes and everything what you mentioned before.
And the whole build process is totally different from the rest of Mautic. So it's more like an external element within Mautic.
Because of Node.js and everything, yes.
Yeah. So in non-technical terms, Hannes, what is the solution that he came up with?
So, yeah, I looked for a way how we can, how would we be able to customize the plugins or load plugins to this builder in Mautic. Like you said earlier, the Grapes.js has already a plugin interface, but we couldn't easily use it, no? Because everything is static, compiled basically with Node.js and shipped as builder.js. So I was thinking a bit and came up, let's say, with a global variable. I took Google Analytics actually for inspiration. So the main goal was be loose coupled. No? We want to install Mautic plugins like we know it, and these plugins, JavaScript plugins in this case, getting hooked into the Mautic Grapes.js builder. That was the main goal. And it is a solution which works. Also, it might be not the best one. I guess we discuss it in a few minutes.
Okay. So let me try to recap. First, Martin, you said so far you had to put all the features into the main Grapes.js code, and you had to recompile the whole thing with a fancy way. And then, Johannes, you said, okay, this concept of plugins is what is helping us, and the problem you had to deal with is how can we enable the Mautic integration of Grapes.js how can we enable that to eat those plugins, right? So and you said it was, there is discussion about it, and some say does anybody have better ideas of how to do that, or how was it received among other developers in general?
There are better solutions. One technical term may be someone heard about of is Symfony and Core. And I was in discussion with few Core developer of Mautic, and they thinking about to move towards Symfony and Core in the future. But because it's a big task, let's say, also it couldn't be done already in Mautic 5, from my understanding. Mm. So probably it's moved to the future, maybe in Mautic 6, Symfony and Core will be integrated. And with Symfony and Core, it would be possible to dynamically generate assets, and especially with Node.js, like assets compiled and CSS compiled with Node.js. Mm-hmm. For Mautic 5, we couldn't wait for the solution. That is why I used this global variable solution, which is maybe not optimal, but it works. And
So what's the drawback? So what are the worries?
And some developer had the worries that a global variable can be a security issue. And we had with different developer long discussions about it. In my opinion, it's not really a security issue, because if you install a Mautic plugin to your Mautic instance, you have to trust this developer, because this plugin can read your database and do whatever thing. So it can also be a malicious or bad JavaScript.
That's for sure.
No, so if you don't trust the developer, there's a problem. The same applies for Grape.js plugins. No? Oh. I mean, if someone ships bad code, then bad things might happen. No? Mm-hmm. But
okay, got it.
It's not really a problem, I would say.
At least not a different problem that every plugin brings. Yeah.
Right.
Okay, fair enough. Cool. Let's leave that the nerdy layer and look at what this whole technology can bring to the world. So, or in other words, please help me understand what can be done and what cannot be done with Grape.js plugins. So I'd like to give you some examples, and you folks tell me whether it's good idea to do that with Grape.js or not, or maybe not possible.
Okay.
So we already did discuss the buttons. So what about that? I understand that's already been done, right?
Yep, absolutely. That's been done. So you can have like different or multiple button flavors or link flavors, based on the theme style that you have in your...
In other projects I've seen, we simply use CSS classes that can be given on in the regex editor to a link.
For sure, that can be done, but the way with the Grape.js plugin is way more convenient.
That makes sense. Okay. Then when you think about, say, a tile on in an email or on a website, so like a nice tile with background image, it's all clickable, it has a headline, maybe multiple columns or an icon, blah blah blah. Or more abstractly, complex design elements, that seems to be a very typical case, right?
Yeah, absolutely, that can be done through the plugins. We already planning to have something like that for another client soon. And I think this will also be really good help for the editor, but also makes your email looking really nice.
Yeah, and consistent too, because we all know it's tricky if you want to build complex structures with the raw builder.
Yeah.
Sometimes it fails, sometimes it looks different than before, and so on. Yeah. Let's talk about real functionality, like a real weird example. Say weather forecast on a landing page. When you could always throw an iframe into the web page, but if you want to build your real own little piece of functionality, could that be done with Grape.js in landing pages anyway?
Yeah, of course.
Good. Okay. I was wondering whether that is related to JavaScript or PHP or whatever, but I think every sort of functionality would be. Yeah, I agree. Okay. How about improvements for the rich text editor that we have today? Better, more granular choice of fonts or colors, or a nice drop down to insert a token in the rich text, and so on. Could it be done?
As far as I know, it cannot be done as of now. Maybe someone else has a nice idea, then let us know. Because
I'm not sure, because I'm not integrator and didn't work so much with the Grape.js editor, but I've seen some extensions. I guess you can also customize this editor.
Definitely, but I would think that's not Grape.js plugin, or is it? I don't know.
Here in this GitHub repository, there is a Grape.js RTE extensions. Oh. So maybe.
Yeah, cool.
Well, I guess they're doing this. But okay. I'm not sure. Like, check it yourself.
There you go. Okay, cool. Now, the other thing we already discussed, so I think that idea is a yes, is to give any sort of assistance to editors. Like, I enter a SKU number and up comes the entire product, or I enter an email address and up comes a contact box of a person, or maybe even it might even evolve AI elements or whatever. So, assistance to the editor. In the end, I think it's always important to think of this Grape.js plugins of things that help during editing. Once the editing is done, the thing is saved, it's all static again. Grape.js is out of the picture. So yes, and what about dynamic things? Of course, you can put some contact fields or company fields in the content. You may even use dynamic content, but could you, for instance, inject some information that depend on the lead ID, but are not a contact field. Like you take the lead ID, go to an API or to the database and say, okay, hey, these are your segments, or this is the weather in your location, or something like that.
Yep. I think that's possible, but that's not happening inside the Grape.js, so that's not a plugin.
Yeah. Same thing we just said. Yeah, it's that would have to be done during delivery, not during editing. Okay, yeah, check.
Yep.
Okay, stupid question. What about improving the UI? If you ever used Grape.js blocks or any sort of elements, you can edit the properties like whatever the border color, the margins, etc., on the right hand side, and not everybody loves that sort of UI. So the user interface for the Grape.js itself, improving that, would that be a Grape.js plugin? Hannes, do you have any opinion? I would guess no.
Probably not, because the other plugins and blocks coming from other developer, and I think one plugin cannot modify other plugins. That wouldn't make sense, so I guess no.
Okay, yeah. Maybe this would be a good, or a nice thing to feed back into the Grape.js core project, and then let it dribble down to Mordic eventually. And then the other thing we also had is this multi-language, multi-brand situations where you want to adjust elements based on the theme, based on the language chosen, etc. That's all existing technology, right?
Yeah, that's something we're using already. It's really helpful. And another way you could do this is also with a Twig base templates, where you have one base template that delivers this kind of information to the other templates.
Oh, okay. That would not involve Grape.js. It's just a trick how you can do multi-layer themes.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So I think that's a big variety of things that can be done through potentially through Grape.js. Mm-hmm. Some not, or for some it's just a convenience thing. But in total, I think it's super powerful, and I would love to see 20 or 200 Grape.js plugins somewhere eventually in GitHub. But for now, we don't even have the capability in Mautic. Hannes, what do you think? Will it be in Mautic 5?
So in the last weeks, there was again some more discussion going on. And it looks like we are moving forward to bring this feature in. So one core dev asked me if I can write some documentation to the official repository. And so when this is done, maybe it will be merged in Mautic 5. Oh,
so one core dev, I guess that would be Jan Linhardt.
Right, yes.
Okay. Yeah, no secrets here. Okay, that would be cool, of course. I mean, I know we have a tight timeline now towards the release, but if we could get that into 5, that would be great. But what if I want it for a Mautic 4? Because some people, I mean, everybody is still on 4, I hope. and so some will be for many months. What about using this for Mautic 4?
Someone migrated this pull request actually down to Mautic 4. So there is also a usable patch for it, but it has to be applied manually because Mautic 4 is in feature freeze, I guess. So there will nothing be new anymore.
Okay,
but you can do it yourself.
Again, no secrets here. Someone is Irfan Hanvi. He did the backport. Thank you so much for that. It works like charm. So we're using it in production. And as you said, it has to be applied as a core patch. I'm wondering whether that should be documented. I don't know. In general, what next? So how can people try this out, Hannes, especially not just the patch, but do something usable with it?
I wrote a little demonstration plugin, which is actually a Mautic plugin, like we know it. And this plugin just adds the JavaScript compiled or plain vanilla script, it doesn't matter, as asset to the Grape.js builder. And then this JavaScript plugin basically modifies the builder and you can use it. How does it work? You can see it in my repository. The documentation will be, like I said, in Mautic 5, but because the interface is the same, it will work also in Mautic 4.
Mm-hmm. This is demo plugin. Okay, that's cool. But that's probably more towards developers to understand how they can write their own plugin?
Right, yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So it's basically a description of how to hook into the Grape.js builder.
Yeah. Madeline, maybe we should come up with some public Grape.js plugin that people can not just learn from but actually use, so whoever installs a patch or uses Mautic 5 can install this first little plugin and sees the power of enhancing the Grape.js builder.
Oh yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah, let's come up with some idea what that could be. Or if you out there, if anybody has an idea or a wish, what you would love to have in the Grape.js builder, maybe it can be really easy now. In general, I would encourage every body to digest this a little bit. I think this really needs a little website or web page as well, blog post or something, with some screenshots too, or maybe a video. So we'll publish something like that, but we would also encourage everybody interested to follow the links in the show notes. Try for yourself, try the demo plugin by Hannes, and come up with your own plugins and publish them as well, and make Mautic much better at this point. Cool. I think we're through with a lot of topics and also running late here. Thank you both very much for your time and for the deep dive. And everybody else, come up with your questions and ideas. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you.
Take care.
Thank you.
Bye, Hannes.
Bye-bye.
Ja, das dazu. Ich finde es mega. Ich hoffe, ihr habt es auch, zumindest ihr habt was mitgenommen, und ich hoffe, ihr mögt das Konzept. Wenn ihr es seht, wird es einfach total natürlich sein. Ja, gerne Feedback, wie immer, zur Folge oder auch zu den Plugins. Ihr kennt die üblichen Kanäle, ihr findet sie auf Slack, Social Media etc. Und ich freue mich mit euch auf die nächsten Folgen, hoffentlich sehr, sehr bald, hier beim Mauticast. Bis dann, tschüss.